Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Chris Miles here, cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Welcome you out today for another episode where we're going to talk about this one secret hidden cash flow tip that I rarely ever teach publicly. And I'm going to teach on this show today. So this is a bonus tip that most people won't get. You won't find this in my ebook. You won't usually find this in most of the things that I do. But this is one of the most powerful tips you can do. And it's completely counterintuitive, which is why I love it. So we're going to cover that today. Before I do, just a reminder, check out our website, www.moneyripples.com. Check out the free blogs, podcasts. We got great events coming up this fall that you'll want to check out. Last ones of the year. And I'm telling you, if you want to have fun and learn about money and learn how to make more money, find those money leaks and everything else, you've got to be here. And it's a small, intimate setting. It's a great group. Very amazing, like-minded people that you'll want to associate with. So be sure to check that out and be able to come and attend with us and join us live as well. This is where you have to be not just a hearer of the word, but a doer as well. So I want to talk about this today because I think this is such an important one, and it's one that's come back up again. And it came back up for me recently, not just from personal experience, but because I've been reading other works from other people from different walks of life that are saying basically the same thing. If you've ever read Richest Man in Babylon, they talk about this. If you've ever read Thou Shalt Prosper by Rabbi Daniel Lapin, he also has a whole chapter on this. And if you've heard me at all, if you heard me publicly, or if you've listened to me enough, you'll know I talk about this as well. The number one cash flow tip that I came up with when I had that early morning where I went for a jog and then all those answers started downloading and I got those initial money tips, this was the number one point that I told people to do. So if you're struggling for cash, here's the secret. If you want to have more cash in your life, this is what you do. You give it away. You donate it. So one thing that it shocked me even when I typed it out, but I told people, I said, if you want to have more money, find a way to donate to someone that needs help. Donate to somebody else, donate to a charitable organization. It could be your church. If you believe in the concept of tithing, many religions teach about tithing. I recommend people tithe 10%. This also applies if there's other offerings or other ways you can donate and give money to help people out. This is absolutely critical for creating more wealth. Even if money's not tight, I still recommend this as a number one thing to do to free up cash, to be able to have better cash flow. So why would it be that we give away money and then we'll have more money in return? That seems a little counterintuitive, doesn't it? Of course it does. But then again, how many other things I talk about seem counterintuitive, but are still common sense? I mean, that's just about everything I teach, right? I mean, a lot of these things are counterintuitive or counter what you would think would work. Well, tithing and donating money is the same way. Giving away money, charity, and things like that do work. In fact, before you pay yourself first, pay this. People will always say, pay yourself first. I actually disagree with that. I believe you pay yourself second. You pay this first. You donate this money to charity or to that religious organization, however you do it. Wherever you feel it's best used, that's what you do. This is not so much for the other people as it is for you. This is something I've noticed. I'll tell you, I've actually applied this principle even when things were tough and tight. Now, obviously, if you're not making any money, you don't donate a lot. That's why I do 10% of what I make, what I bring home. But you know what? If you're not making anything, you don't. But I'll tell you, even if you can give a little bit, I still recommend giving a little, even if you don't have that 10% to give. Donate something. I can't tell you how many times I've been in a situation where I thought, oh my goodness, it's either pay this bill or pay this. And I'll say, oh, go figure. I'm tested on this very principle that I teach about or that I believe in. And I'll tell you, when I have paid my tithing, you know, to my church, when I pay my tithing, it works. I even pay additional offerings for those that are, you know, less fortunate, things like that. I believe in those things because I believe it comes back. And here's why. Let me get to the why behind it. And this is just my philosophy. I'm not saying it's true because I could be wrong, but this is actually what has worked for me and what I believe to be true. When I say it's more about you than it is for them, I wholeheartedly believe that. Because here's why. Think about what happens, the state of where you're in when you give away money. Now, this takes a lot of faith. I really believe that when people talk about faith, you know, they talk about religious faith and protesting things and proclaiming things. I don't think that's real faith in many cases. I think the real faith is what you go and do with it. And so I recommend, like, hey, what happens when you actually go and do it? Be able to give money away, especially if you feel like you don't can't afford it, is one of the best ways to test that faith and see if it can be proven fruitful. But here's what I see happen, is that when you give this money away, you know, you feel that there's no block to receiving blessings. When you give money, when you say, you know, I'm giving this because I'm acknowledging abundance. This is one of the best ways to acknowledge abundance in your life. And I don't mean abundance of just saying you have more than enough out there, but be able to say, like, I truly believe that abundance comes back to me, that money, when money flows out, it flows back in, especially when I'm a good steward of that. When you're donating that money, when you're giving that money away, it comes back. And I believe it comes back even more so than what you did. I won't say how many fold, because, you know, how many times more, but there's definitely a multiplier effect that it does come back. And it comes back in different ways. You know, when I was paying tithing during those times when I didn't have a whole lot of money left over, it was definitely a challenge. I still believe in the principle. I still did it. But I can tell you it was a challenge. The interesting thing is that it wasn't just like money would show up on my doorstep, although sometimes that did happen. A lot of times I was gaining wisdom. I would gain this additional insight because I feel like I was more in tune. I was more aligned with abundance. And so therefore, abundant ideas would also come to me. Ideas that would be able to help us through the next step. Sometimes it wouldn't solve our problems like completely, but it would get us to that next step. Sometimes it would even create the massive results. You know, like I mentioned, when I came up with these cash flow tips originally, I was definitely not a great place financially, but I learned to get creative. I learned to get resourceful. I believe that this really happened. I gained a lot of great insights and wisdom and knowledge from these experiences because I was paying tithing. I was donating money even when I felt I couldn't afford it. Sometimes that's the best time to do it. That's when you get the best insights and the best value. But what I've noticed is that when you do that, you feel like you're worthy. You feel like you're actually going to receive those blessings because you're like, hey, I'm doing everything I can. I know I'm obeying those laws of abundance. I'm obeying those natural laws, even the laws of God, for those who believe in God, or the laws of the universe, whatever you want to say. You believe in those laws that when you put that out, it does come back. And I'm telling you, it does. So I challenge you that if you're not doing this already, I challenge you to go and try it out. Because the best way you're going to learn it is just do it. Even for a few of you out there, I mean, I know a lot of you also already believe in this principle. You know it to be true anyways. But some of you might say, I don't know, I think that's BS. Well, I'll tell you, even people that aren't religious, I've tell you that everybody you see, now people believe that rich people are donating money because they're rich. I believe they got rich because they're already donating money. There was a different cause and effect than what you think it was because they acknowledged abundance because they were willing to do that. They were already that person. See, more money doesn't make you more generous or more charitable. Actually, more money makes you more of who you already are. So if you weren't donating money before, who says you're going to do it when you have money? I can tell you, I've seen people, they don't do it. If you make the habit now, even when things might be tight, whether it's now, whether it's tight or not, make the habit of doing it now and watch what happens. Try me on my words. Try it out. Try it out for a few months and see what happens and see what kind of different results you get. For those of you that struggle with this principle, this might be the very thing that you need to do. Not get another strategy, find some magic investment. It might be simply just doing this. Try it out. Test me on it. And I'll tell you, I've never once, in fact, I remember Norman Vincent Peale in Positive Imaging, he brought this up in his book too. Never once did he nor I ever have somebody that came back and said, it so wasn't worth it. It was not worth it at all. Anytime somebody goes and gives that money away, every time they go and they do that, there is an abundance that comes back. It may not come back the immediate moment. It may take weeks or months. But I promise you that if you go and you take 10% or more even of what you're making, of what you're bringing home, I'm telling you, it's going to be great. There's an amazing, amazing type of results you get from that. So I'm not going to beat a dead horse any longer. I'm just going to tell you to go out and do it. Try it out. That is the number one cash flow tip I can give you. This is the foundation that if you start to do this, watch what will happen to the other things I teach you and what happens. I can guarantee you'll see a magnifier of those results. So anyways, go and try it out. Test me on it. Go and do it. This is Chris Miles here. I'm signing off for this week. Join us again next week. Make sure you bring questions and comments. Contact me, chris@moneyripples.com. If you have questions or topics you want to bring up, or if you have questions for me and about your situation, let me know. Let me serve you. Let me help you. Have a great and wonderful and prosperous week, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.